This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chuku. The budget session of Parliament began today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey 2023-24 in the Lok Sabha. She will present the Union Budget 2024-25 tomorrow. The session, which will conclude on the 12th of August, will have 16 sittings. Our correspondent reports that this session will mainly be devoted to the financial business relating to the Union Budget for 2024-25. During the session, the government is likely to introduce 6 new bills. These include Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Boilers Bill, the Bharatiya Vayuvan Vidheyak, the Coffee Promotion and Development Bill, and the Rubber Promotion and Development Bill. Yesterday, the government held an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the houses. The Economic Survey 2023-24 had projected a real gross domestic product growth of 6.5% to 7% in financial year 2024-25. On the first day of the budget session, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey in the Lok Sabha. According to the survey, domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in the financial year 2023-24, despite the uncertain global economic performance. The survey mentions that the real GDP in the financial year 2024 was 20% higher than its level in financial year 2020, a feat that only a very few major economies achieved, with strong possibility for robust growth in this financial year. It said growth has been inclusive, with a reduction in unemployment and multidimensional poverty and an increase in labor force participation. The government today said that decriminalizing 63 major offenses under the company law have resulted in a boost to the market, pendency reduction and ease of doing business in the country. Replying to the supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the 2 special drives were launched by the Ministry of Corporate Laws for reducing pending cases. The first drive was launched in 2017 and second drive was launched in 2023. She informed the House that till July this year, 6,294 withdrawals were made in the various courts, and this has boosted the economy in many ways. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget to be presented tomorrow will set the direction for the journey for the next 5 years and lay the foundation for fulfilling the dream of Viksit Bharat in 2047. Addressing the media outside Parliament ahead of the commencement of the budget session today, Mr. Modi said that people have given their verdict in the recent Lok Sabha polls, and now all the political parties have come together for the country for the next 5 years. Mr. Modi urged the political parties to rise above the party lines and dedicate themselves to the country for the next 4.5 years. He added that all the parties should participate for the empowerment of the farmers, youth and the country, as they can engage in political battles in the election year of 2029. The government today asserted that there is no evidence of paper leaks in the last 7 years, and it is hiding nothing in the alleged NEET UG paper leak case. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said National Testing Agency has conducted 240 examinations since its formation, and over 4 crore 50 lakh students have appeared in the examinations conducted by the NTA. Rejecting the allegations levelled by the opposition parties that paper leaks incidents have come rampant in the country, Mr. Pradhan said that the CBI is investigating into the matter, and the NEET examination issue is sub judice in the Supreme Court. Earlier, Mr. Gandhi, while raising the alleged paper leak issue, said there is a very serious problem in the country's examination system. He criticized Mr. Pradhan over the issue, questioning what exactly the government is doing to fix the issue. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.